Praise the Lord. Greetings to you all in the sweet and loving name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today, I would like to remind of ourselves of something that we keep losing in our lives, in our day-to-day lives. Something that we need constant reminding by the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit. Something that we all tend to lose at most of the times, that is courage. Courage is the ability to do something that frightens one person. Now, as Christians, we go through many difficulties, dangers, disappointments, despair, death, and even whatever life throws at us. But a heart filled with courage gives us the ability or the quality as a person to face no matter what the world throws at him or her. Now, this courage that I'm talking about shouldn't be human. This courage shouldn't be the courage of a soldier or the courage of some person who is not frightened to do anything. But the courage should come from the supernatural power of God. God should be our center of courage. Because he's able to do whatever is impossible in our eyes. Now in Numbers chapter 13 and 14, we see of Joshua and Caleb's act of courage. Now, when the spies brought back bad news and the people intervened, God intervened and said, those under 20 years ago will get into the promised land and the rest would die. So despite all the people speaking against of what Joshua and Caleb saw, Joshua and Caleb never murmured or never gave up, even though they saw with their own eyes. 1 Samuel 16 to 17 and 17 chapters shows us David's act of courage. David trusted in the experience and the skills given to him by God, and it helped him slaying a lion and a bear. We read of similar instances with Samson as well. In Book of Acts chapter 3 and 4, we see of Peter and John's act of courage. They knew that they would be persecuted for knowing Jesus, but still they spoke out the word of God. And this was the same Peter who denied Jesus thrice before, when Jesus was taken to die on the cross. Just like Peter, we are all weak as humans. But we need courage to face the future. We are scared and perplexed. We need courage to face our day-to-day problems. But unfortunately, many of us are not happy or content with what we have or where we are. And that's limiting or stopping us from entering into the inheritance as children of God. Joshua was weak as well. In Joshua chapter 1 verses 1 to 10, God tells Joshua to be courageous thrice in verses 6, 7, and 9. Now there's a lot to be learned from Joshua and the conversation of God with Joshua. Now there are three qualities of a courageous heart. The first being a faithful heart. Joshua was a faithful servant or an assistant. For 40 years, he was under Moses. He was Moses' assistant. And never did once he rebelled against God. Never grumbled nor complained. We never read about it. He served always behind the scenes. We don't read much of him performing different acts of courage or hearkening to the word of God or reading about him when Moses was there. He was always behind the scenes. So this is the type of person that God uses. There's a composer called Leonard Bernstein. He once said, it's easy to train with enthusiasm for the first chair of violins, but it's hard to reach the second person because the first performers are always in the front line and they would be always enthusiastic to perform. Now, a courageous heart is therefore a faithful heart because when we are faithful to his calling, there will be harmony in our church, there will be harmony in our families. The peace of God that passeth all understanding would be always upon our heads. We read about the parable of the talents. Jesus said, the Lord would reward those servants who faithfully handle what so graciously is given. Now Matthew 25, 21 says, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. So we need to be faithful servants of God, no matter what position God puts us in. God gave strength to Joshua to possess the land because he was a faithful servant. Now the second quality of a courageous heart is a word-filled heart. We shouldn't be just Sunday-going believers coming to church worshiping the Lord, and then going back to a house. We should have a heart of courage like Joshua to fill our hearts with the word of God. So Joshua 1:8, can somebody read Joshua chapter 1 verse 8? The book of the law should not depart from your mouth. What does that mean? To speak God's word to ourselves or in our lives or in our families, we have to know the word of God first. So knowing the word of God is really important for a word-willed heart. Jesus was able to thwart Satan's temptation because he knew the word. The word was God. That's what we read in John chapter 1 verse 1. The psalmist says, your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Psalm 119 verse 11. So we need to be constantly in God's word, learning always to live courageous life. Now the second portion is meditating on God's word. A lot of people like me and most of us don't read the word of God quite often. We at times tend to be lazy or maybe skip, oh, today it's okay, I can read tomorrow or maybe the next week. And then finally we come to church and that's when we open our Bibles. So to meditate on God's word, it means to turn over and over. A particular chapter when we read, once might give you a different meaning. The second time might give you a different meaning. So each time we read the chapter, the same chapter, the word of God, the Holy Spirit keeps speaking to us. So that's what we mean by meditating on the word of God. So we've all seen how cows chew the food in their mouth. They keep chewing, and finally digest it. So that's how we need to meditate on the word of God. Luke chapter 2 verse 19 says, he kept all these things and pondered in her heart. We read about Mary. Psalm 119 verse 11 says, meditate not only means we go over a matter in our minds, but also go around muttering. So if at all in the morning we read a word of God or we read a particular chapter, we have to keep murmuring those words what we read so that it becomes strong in our hearts and it gives us the courage to lead the day. Now to Joshua, the Lord is confirming that there is a direct connection between the mind, heart, and the mouth. Now the third portion is to apply God's word, that thou mayest observe to according to all that is written therein. We need to obey and apply God's word in our lives. James chapter 1 verse 22 says, but be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So if you just hear the word of God, take it through one ear and leave it through the other ear, it doesn't make sense. We have to be doers of what we heard from the pastor preaching or what we read from the word of God. 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 22 says, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. So let us get interactive with the word of God and obey and apply the word of God in our lives. Now the third quality of a courageous heart is a trusting heart. Joshua 1:6 says, be strong and of good courage, for to this people shall I divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. So God is faithful to keep his promises and to fulfill them. But when it's time, just like he said to Moses, he did promise Moses the land of Canaan, but unfortunately he wasn't able to see. But he fulfilled his promise that he led the children of Israel into the land of Canaan. We all know in Daniel chapter 3 verse 16 to 18 about Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. Sometimes I think about the circumstance they were in front of a whole big amount of people. They were asked to jump into the pit of fire. But the courage that they possessed at that moment of time led to for all the people to see the miracle God can perform in their lives. Now Jesus himself was in the fire because they trusted him and his word. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 20 verses 1 to 4. We read, when you go out to battle against your enemies, do not be afraid of them. For the Lord our God is who goes with you to fight against your enemies to save you. Trust in God, no matter what the circumstances may be. God will give us the courage to overcome it. Today, many of us compromise in our lives. When we do compromises, courage leaves us. And our strength is taken away, just like it was taken away from Samson. And to conclude, we are in a war between the flesh and the spirit. Our carnal bodies, our carnal minds, forces us to fulfill the lusts of the flesh. And to sin in this world unknowingly or maybe even knowingly. But the Spirit or the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, And the courage to move on in our lives is what gives us success. Let us walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill all the lusts of the flesh. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, 17. Now, to fight the battle, we need to have a courageous heart. To have a courageous heart, we need to be filled in the Spirit. So Luke chapter 12, verses 11 and 12 says, Jesus said to his disciples, "For the Holy Spirit will teach you in every hour what you ought to say." The Holy Spirit has been given upon us, blessed, because he's a comforter. He's always there with us. Let us meditate more on the word of God. Keep speaking to him, and he will shine new ways in our lives, and the blessings that we attain in our lives, no matter what the circumstances, would be miraculous. Now, with a faithful heart and wordful and trusting heart, let us firmly establish that we can grow a courageous heart. We read of the most courageous person in the Bible, that is Jesus. It took courage to walk in his faith. It took courage to stand what he believed. He never intended to incline towards cultural trends. He was always focused on the Heavenly Father. Now that's the life that we should pursue with integrity and character. And we find no greater courage than the life of Christ. He faced opposition, he challenged critics, and courageously made the ultimate sacrifice, which is not easy to do. So to conclude, with a faithful and wordful heart, with a trusting heart, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, let us grow a courageous heart. May God bless us with these words.